We're in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Tez Zayin. The Mechaber says, Yesh Noagin Shelo Lerchutz Mirosh Chodesh. There are some who have a minhag not to wash their body, to bathe, starting already from Rosh Chodesh. Av Yesh She'einim Noam Elo B'Shabbos. There are some who just don't bathe during Shavua Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out. And Av Yesh Mesanim Yin Zayin B'Tamuz Ad Tisha B'Av. And there are some who actually fast on the days from Shavuos B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Talmid Chacham should not do so. It will affect his learning, and really anybody who it's going to affect their learning should not do so, should not follow this custom. The Rama adds, L'tzorich mitzvah shari, for mitzvah purposes, one is allowed to bathe. V'lachein nida rochetzes v'tovels, and therefore a woman who is in nida, who is going to the mikvah, is allowed to bathe and then go to the mikvah even during the 9 days. So afivim tovels leil asar ba'av mutar lerchotz be'erev tisha b'av imiyafshar lerchotz leil asar. Even if there's a woman who's going to go to the mikvah motzai tisha b'av, she would be allowed to bathe erev tisha b'av in order to prepare for her tefillah of Motzai Tisha B'Av, if it's impossible for her to bathe Motzai Tisha B'Av. V'nira du'a din isha leveshos levanim yichol lerchotz ma'at kedarka b'shar shana. So too, a woman who is in Shiva Nakim would be allowed to bathe the way she normally does. Hol v'ein osa letana rakotzarach mitzah. She's doing so for mitzah purposes in order to keep clean, is not doing it for enjoyable purposes. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, only a rechitza shel tainug is prohibited. Only if the rechitza is enjoyable, or is done for enjoyment, that is when the rechitza is prohibited during the 9 days. But if it's not rechitza shel tainug, then it's going to be permissible. V'nogin shel lerchos afil b'tzonim reshchot v'eilach. The minhag is not to bathe even in cold water during the 9 days. Afil b'erev shabbos shel chazon aser lerchos kim rosho upanav yadav v'raglav b'tzonin. The Rama says that the minhag is even on erev Shabbos, when there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, still we only bathe our head and our face and our hands in cold water. But there are some, says the Rama, who make a leaven to wash one's hair with hot water, if that was what they do every Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though we have the minhag not to bathe during the 9 days, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to bathe your entire body in hot water on Erev Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, as long as that's what you normally do on Erev Shabbos. The reason, explains the Taz in the name of the Bach, is that since Me'ikar Hadin, really you should be allowed to bathe even on Erev Shabbos Chazon, because the mitzvah to bathe on Erev Shabbos should apply. And since it's a mitzvah, we say that rechitza shel mitzvah would be mutter, and only rechitza shel tainug, done for enjoyment, is prohibited. So why are we machmir on Erev Shabbos Chazon? Because sometimes Erev Shabbos Chazon falls out on Erev Tisha B'Av, and then one should be machmir from Chatzos already and on, just like every other Erev Tisha B'Av, and therefore it should be true on this Erev Shabbos also. And since some might get confused and not do so, when it falls out on Erev Tisha B'Av, they made a low plug and said that every Erev Shabbos Chazon is going to be prohibited from bathing, even though it is a Rechitza Shal Mitzvah. But when Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Erev Tisha B'Av, that's impossible for it to be Erev Tisha B'Av, and therefore the prohibition was not said on that type of Erev Shabbos. Based on this difference between Rechitza Shel Tainug and Rechitza Shel Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says that children who have anything on their head, who have some bumps on their head, some boils of some sort, so then the minhag is to wash their head during the 9 days. And even children who don't have anything like that, if they're in a hot place where it's very uncomfortable for them and they sweat a lot, so if this one Karel, it says, you could be makil to bathe a child even if they've reached the level of chinuch, as long as they are before their bar mitzvah, since that is heine revise, that is what is normally done for them, and therefore you'd be allowed to bathe children during the 9 days if it is uncomfortable for them. There's a big machlokas haposkim as to how we define an istinus nowadays. Many poskim say that an istinus, someone who's extremely, extremely uncomfortable, finicky, etc., would be allowed to bathe not normally during the 9 days. And it's a question as to how do we define someone who's an istinus. Just because someone bathes every day normally, does that mean that they will be defined as an istinus if they don't shower during these days also? So one should consult a posek as to how they should be acting. But no matter what is done, we should try and limit it as much as possible. So therefore, if one is going to shower during the 9 days because it's hot outside, they're sweating a lot, etc., one should try and take take a lukewarm shower at least, maybe even a cold shower, not an enjoyable hot shower, and try to limit the amount of time as much as possible. So too, when it comes to soap and shampoo, it's a discussion in the poskim, because it used to be not as normal to do so. Now that it's much more normal to use soap and shampoo, maybe the halachas have changed. But again, one should consult a posek as to how to act in this situation. But the best is to try and limit the enjoyment as much as possible and the time spent in the shower as much as possible. This is where swimming comes in as well. One should not swim during the 9 days either, because that's definitely a rechitza shel tainug. Some camps permit instructional swim, etc. They feel that it's important for the children when it's so hot outside. Maybe by katanim there's more room to be mekil, but again, when it comes to swimming, it is best to avoid when possible.